Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Well, it's been much more than a hot minute, hasn't it? I, once upon a time, would have apologised for this massive gap in episodes having gone full throttle when I first launched this beautiful Truth About You podcast. I no longer apologise for things that unfold and have purpose. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about where I've been, what I've been doing. I'm recording this as I walk around the fields near my house with the dogs. If you hear splashing in the background, James, my wonderful editor, may or may not have managed to tune that out. We will see. But I wanted to very gently, very slowly, come back to the Truth About You podcast, because it's really important to me that in the growth of my offerings and my business and how I work with people, that there is still free access to the things that might be supportive and helpful to a much broader audience. So thank you so much for being here, as always. I thought it might be useful to share a bit about what I like to call the void. So this is where I've been. 2023 was quite a tough year for so many of us, wasn't it? It was almost like, at one point I talked about there being some sort of, it felt like there was some sort of disassembling. And I really feel that to be true. A disassembling for many of us as individuals and collectively of what we thought, make a note, difference between thinking and knowing, what we thought should be happening, what we thought would be happening, what we thought we were here doing, how we thought we should live. And I found myself towards the back end of last year, 2023, just sat in the void. So what the hell is the void? Let me try and explain this in a way that's really relatable. So you may resonate with periods in your life where you feel like you just want to retreat. You feel like you're standing still. You feel like you want to shut the doors on the world, bury your head in the sand, and at the same time as giving yourself a little bit of permission to do that, it also feels really fucking uncomfortable to be in that place with no clarity about what's next, with no clarity about the directions that you may want to take or that are open to you. It feels a bit like all of your balls have been thrown up in the air en masse and they're just up there, and you've got to work out how to catch them and make sense of them. If this is resonating, I would love you to message me and tell me this. So anyway, there I am, having had quite a significant period of transition in my personal world over the previous couple of years, not to mention, obviously, the global pandemic, which we are still all recovering from, I believe, and peeling back the layers of the deeper meaning for each of us around that. Some of the questions it's raised, some of the challenges it illuminated for each of us. And so there I am, congratulating myself about the progress that I'm making. I've launched this podcast. I've got some group coaching containers that feel good. I've got my one-to-one clients, and I've also released certain things that had come to their natural end, like my Soulful Living membership, which was a beautiful space. And so you'd ask, why would you close that? But I intuitively knew that it was right. And so I was like, right, cool. I've created all this space. I'm doing all right. Everything's bobbing along. And bam, into the void I fall. So what this feels like when you're in the void is it feels a bit like a heavy, dark, intangible stuckness. And I've been in the void before, we all have. It's part of our cyclical evolution as individuals and collective. And so I'm like, right, okay, I know what to do with this. I intuitively and perhaps psychically strongly felt that my only task was to sit in it, was to sit with all the discomfort that threw up at a very cognitive level. So as you might imagine, you know, when you're self-employed, you don't work, you don't get paid. And so there I was, knowing, note the difference between thinking and knowing that I had to sit in the void and that it held purpose, and having to witness and work with all of the thinking that came through around, well, you're not making any money, how are you going to pay your bills, what even are you, who are you, what are you even doing, what's the point of this way of working, is it making the difference you want it to make? And those thoughts were loud, right? They were loud. They were deeply uncomfortable. And yet, I had this felt sense, this knowing that this was exactly where I needed to be. And that sitting in the void, in that discomfort, witnessing what was unfolding within me, or what was making itself known within me, held deep purpose, even though I did not know and hadn't had a complete lack of clarity about what that purpose actually was. So you can imagine, can't you, the fear and the discombobulation, love that word, covers all bases. The fear, the discombobulation, the complete like, oh my fucking God, what even is this? What is the point? What am I doing? And I'm being really honest with this episode because I don't believe, you know, this podcast is called The Truth About You, right? I don't believe that we have been conditioned to be truly honest, not even with ourselves. We've been conditioned, trained, programmed, whatever you want to call it, to be convenient for others, to people please, to not make too much of a fuss, to conform, to be the same as everyone else, to be moving in the same direction as everybody else. And that's why I'm sharing the truth, because I had a period of probably about 6 months where I was in this void, in the void, capital letters, the void. I felt deeply uncomfortable, and I knew that my purpose right then was to sit there and to be patient, which is really not one of my greatest skills, and to allow what needed to come through, what needed to fall away to happen. And there were several times when I was in the void where I was like, okay, I'm done now. Feel better today. It's time. Right, what am I going to create? What am I going to offer next? What am I going to deliver? How am I going to work this month? And each time that happened, very quickly, it became very clear that it was not time. Either places didn't fill on what I was offering, or my energy levels hugely dropped. And so that was my nudge, that I wasn't done yet. I wasn't cooked yet. I needed to stay in the void, and I needed to allow and surrender to what was. I had various other thoughts whilst I was in the void. I was like, is this menopause? I started HRT. That's made a bit of a difference. That wasn't the whole picture. I had thoughts about, is this a return of my anxious thinking? Do I need to look at that? Do I need to get some treatment for that? I had thoughts about, actually, Ali, is this a period of clinical depression? And if I'd have looked at, like, I'm a mental health nurse by trade, right? So I know the tick list of symptoms for each of these things. And I could have ticked a lot of them. And my knowing kept coming back very strongly, saying, no, your task is to just sit. Be with how things are. Be with who you are. Be with what is right now. And because I have spent a number of years practicing the difference between thinking and knowing, and I trust my knowing much more than I do my thinking, that's where I stayed. I clung on at times by my fingernails to the knowing that this held purpose, and that I would have that purpose revealed to me when the time was right, that it was out of my control. Now, I'm very aware, as I'm saying all this, that there will be some listeners who are like, yeah, what? Absolutely no. Just no. No fucking way. That's ridiculous. Because we've been conditioned to control everything, right? We've not been conditioned to or taught how to connect to our knowing, connect to source, connect to spirit, connect to the deeper soul-based truth of what is. We've been taught that thinking, logic, cognition is champion and will get us out of every fix. And sometimes it will, of course it will. Our thinking is incredibly important. But I knew that I couldn't think my way out of that one. My task, as I say, was to be in the void. And so I chat to people about this and they'd stare at me slightly blankly. What the fuck is she talking about? Why don't she just get on and fix whatever the problem is? And still, I knew that that wasn't the answer and that my task was to sit. And that once I'd sat and sat in the void and accepted and surrendered enough, the answers would come. And come they did. So, towards the end of last year, I finally, after 2 years in the making, finally birthed my Soul Mind container, which is a 12-month long-term intensive experience of growth for soul-based business owners. And I could only do that because by sitting in the void, I'd been able to connect to back into that purpose, or have a new layer of that purpose revealed. and by sitting in the void and learning that I can be okay anyway, even though I'm in the void, I received and embodied a level of deep, deep conscious confidence, if you want to call it that, an anchoring in who I am, what I'm here to do, and a massive amount of trust that even though my way is different to what you will see in the coaching industry, let's say, my approach is not like anybody else's. Even though all of that is truth, I can do it anyway. And so the void, as it turns out, was exactly the place I needed to be. I'm not pretending it was a bed of roses, because it really wasn't. And it's only now I'm out the other side that I suppose, can really fully believe in the knowing that I had at the time, that I just had to sit within it. So I suppose now I've got some evidence for my ego that, yes, it was the right thing. And so, how did I know I was out the void? Well, there had been some faint rumblings. Maybe this is the time. I'd started to feel a lightness, a lift. I'd started to care less about being different and taking my own approach. I'd started to really anchor into the power that that held, and that I was here to be like a lighthouse. So my coach has used this analogy with me a couple of times, and it has really hit home. So my purpose is to be a lighthouse. So to continue to stand steady as a lighthouse would, even in a gale force wind and a swirling storm, and to just continue to consistently be as I am, which is a lighthouse. A lighthouse can't change its bricks. And to continue to shine my light so that others who need it, who feel drawn towards that light, get to come and join me in a place of conscious, rooted safety. And I'm going to say delight, because it is a beautiful place to be. But as my coach said, if I stop being the lighthouse and get down there in the boats with everyone who's having a nightmare and try and row them out of there myself, or bail the water out of the sinking ship, or be alongside them in that water because that's what they're asking for, or that's what they think they need, then all I am is down in the deep, dark, murky waters along with everybody else. And so this really struck home. And then in October, I went back to the beautiful island of Jersey to join in a retreat. And during a breathwork session, consciously connected breathwork session, I heard this voice that was not my own saying really clearly, "You have left the void." Now, that isn't something that my mind made up. That isn't something I was looking to hear consciously. It isn't something that I created in my head. That is something that was my lived experience. And I knew by then, I knew. And so what's the message? What's the purpose of me sharing all this with you? Well, first thing is to say, there will be times in our lives where we feel like we're in the void. We're in the bottom of a murky, muddy bucket, struggling to climb out. And that's okay. That's okay. We don't have to buy into the rhetoric that says we must always be striving and pushing forward in the traditional sense. Sometimes we are in the bottom of that murky bucket because we need an enormous amount of nurture and rest, and because it's time for us to explore some deep soul truths. And if we trust even a tiny bit, if we can believe even a tiny bit that we will know, it will become known to us when it is time for that void to fall away, then the process of being in the void is a lot less painful. And so I want to encourage any of you who might resonate with this, who might be in the void right now, or have experienced the void, or indeed may experience the void at some point in the future, that it's okay. It always holds purpose, because it's in that space that we come to peel back even more layers of our conditioning. It's in that space that we come to know even more certainly who it is that we are, what it is that we stand for, and what it is that we're here to be. Notice I didn't say do, but who it is we're here to be. If you are finding that this all sounds very familiar, if you can resonate with having been in the void, if you are in the void and you have questions, if you find yourself in the void and you want some light to be beamed, then please do message me on Instagram or via my website. This is a common thing, particularly as we continue our spiritual awakenings. That's both as individuals and collectively, because that is happening whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not, it's happening. It's out of our control. If you find that you have questions, if you want some support, then I am here. I know what this feels like. I know how hard it is to trust. I know how exhausting it can feel. And I have never felt better. And I'm even clearer about who I am and who I came here to be and what I came here to do. I'm sending you loads and loads of love. I'm not going to promise when the next episode will be, because I've also learnt when I was in the void that flow is my best state, and flow has to be led by intuition. Just throw that in there at the end. I'm sure there'll be another episode on that. If you want to learn about flow, there is another episode on that earlier on in the podcast series. Sending you loads of love. Bye.
My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching, or through the sign up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.